Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Welcome to Cashing In with TJ Miller. I'm Cash Levy, and so excited to have you listening here today. We had a contest selecting the guest you as the listeners enjoyed the most, and it was close. But T.J. Miller won out.
Yeah.
That's why he's here with us.
I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that voted.
Yeah, it was...
How many people was it? It was...
Well, it was... I don't know the exact numbers. I'd have to ask. But it was pretty impressive, the amount of people that thought that you were the best guest that I've had on this show. And now, there was a few people that liked... There was a couple episodes ago, there was somebody who made some noises in the background, and that was close.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
But you wanna... You even beat that person, whoever that might have been.
That is so exciting. And thank you all so much. And I would like to know how many people did vote. But, Cash, I know you... You hired a third party to run the contest, so...
No, it was completely unbiased. It was totally unbiased, and it's so good to have you back.
I'm so happy to be back.
It's great.
I'm so happy to be back.
This is the show where TJ Miller comes in, and you know, I talk about things that matter, you know, very much to me, and then TJ mocks me for an hour, and it works.
And TJ mocks me.
That's just a joke, you guys. Thanks for voting me on. Jesus Christ, it's like the American Idol podcast.
You know how we always start. I don't know if you remember how the show works, but we always kind of kick things off in a very similar way. And what I like to call it, I call it the
triple banger lightning round.
Question one. Who would you rather have play at your wedding? The Proclaimers or El Dubarge?
I think I can answer that by saying, I would walk 500 miles to get as far away from the Proclaimers as I could.
So you would have El Dubarge.
I would. You know, I'm not familiar with their music because I don't like music or know anything about it. I did release a music album. It's a 41-track EP on Comedy Central Records and the remix tape.
That was you?
Yeah. We'll be out in
what was
September
that titled as?
For Legal Art. The Extended Play EP. It's an EP with 41 tracks.
Yeah. 41. So it was kind of a minimalist type
right,
thing.
Exactly. But I don't like music, you know, and I don't know anything about it. So I've never heard of El Dubarge, but I like the name. I think it rolls off the tongue, or at least it rolls to the tip of the tongue, and then it stays there for a little while until you put your tongue back in the mouth.
Tip of the tongue. Yeah, and so you would have El Dubarge, because El Dubarge and the Proclaimers are going to put together a super group.
Ooh, what's it going to be called?
The Proclaim-barge.
Proclaim-barge. What is the song that El Dubarge has?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who's Johnny, she said, and smiled in that special way. Who's Johnny, she said, you know I love you.
Okay, still not sure.
I doubted you when you hired that young immigrant to sit there and recite any song that you would yell out to him, but it worked out.
That was our fearless producer, Matt, and singing. You should that. How about this guy on the extended EP?
Putting Matt on it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. If he would lend his vocal gold to any project that I was doing musically, I would be so happy, but I'm never going to make any more music.
The vocal stylings
of Matt Belknap.
Yeah. Well, you're never
going to. That's a Belknap attack.
You're never going to do another one?
I don't think so. I mean, the joke was it's making fun of it's satirizing a certain type of thing that's happening right now. I think I proved the point. The remix tape proves the point even further than it needed to be made in the first place, which it didn't need to be made. And so I like to, as Doug Benson says, it's the most confusing thing on the marketplace, and I don't think I need to create more confusion by making more music. Although there is something to the idea of me making a record every 2 or 3 years so that I have a library of me as a musician.
I like that idea.
But it will continue to be exactly what it is, which is me buying the music, getting other people to be talented.
Well, I want you to produce enough where people can say, you can go over to your house and you'll say, step into my vault.
I like that.
You need a vault of your work.
I think it'd also be nice.
That's when you know you've made it. Step into my vault.
I think it'd also be nice to have enough. Right. If you have a vault in your house, you've made it.
With your work. Yeah.
And I have a vault with a it's just for my safes. So I have a vault that I keep my safes in. My saves, I should say. S-A-V-E-S.
I have a safe, and all I keep inside is the extended play EP.
Really? Just one copy?
Yeah, one copy.
Did I autograph it or
still waiting for a CD player to play it on.
That's in my safe.
That's how I
keep in my safe. I have a CD player in there. And I say, one day I'll meet a man who's with the combinations of the two of us and the combinations on our saves will lead to a double album supergroup called Proclaim a Barge.
Proclaim a Barge. And now, Triple Banger, Lightning Round, question
triple
two.
Triple Banger, Lightning Round.
Cremated or buried at SeaWorld?
I'd love to be buried at SeaWorld because it's the happiest place on earth. You can get a turkey leg, get in a fight with
Isn't
your lady deity.
It's such an obvious question. No, people could view you at 3, 6, and 9.
I think, you know what I like? I like this idea, and I've always wanted to do this. Cremate half of my body, likely the lower torso, and then have a open casket funeral for the top half of my body. Or if that seems like it's too weird to see my face and my legs aren't there, cremate the top half of my body, sprinkle the ashes on my legs, and have an open casket funeral with my ashy legs. And then everybody comes up, says their respects, and puts a little lotion on me and say, "You're awful ashy for a white fellow."
Had you thought about this?
I hadn't. I just made that up on the spot. And that's one of the reasons that I feel comfortable on your show.
That was awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Triple banger lightning
Triple
round.
Triple banger lightning round.
Question three.
Ooh, I like it.
Music.
Yeah, I like that.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
Here to stay? Because
I want to apologize.
Anybody that's listened to the extended EP, what if music just stopped after that? People are like, "We're going to shut it down."
Yeah, we're dead. Just shut it down. Releasing.
This is bullshit.
It's no longer pleasing to the ears. That's old Farmer Johnson who's in charge of all the music. I'm sick of it.
It's no longer pleasing to the ears.
I live in North Dakota, and
I'm going to shut it down.
And I want to apologize, because I do come on your show a lot, and sometimes I talk over you, and I'm sure that's frustrating
totally
to your listeners.
Okay.
They're tuning in for you.
This show is all about the guests.
But, I think...
Guests.
I think that...
Various guests. It's all about the various guests.
Music is here to stay. Unfortunately, yeah, I think it is. They say music will heal your soul and all that stuff, but I don't know. I think it would be good for human beings to take a little break from music. Just even if it's 6 months or a year, just have a hiatus where you take away the music. What happens when there's no music? In cars, people are going to be listening to what? Talk radio, podcasts, maybe even NPR. They're learning things. Maybe books on tape. Maybe even, language tapes.
You think we need to step away from music?
Let's cut the music out for about 6 months or a year and see what happens. What happens when people aren't going to concerts and stuff? So many people, their go-to thing is, "I'll go to a concert this weekend, man. Hey, did you hear that LMFAO is coming into town on Saturday to play the Troubadour? Well, we got to get on down there, man. They're great live. Have you seen them live, though?" "No, I've heard they're..." "Have you seen them live?" "No, I haven't, man. I've just..." "Well,
You got to see them live. I mean, they're really good live.
Well, so what does it sound like live?
Oh, it's great. It sounds like the album, but it's not studio produced. So it's actually much lower quality audio, and they didn't have the benefit of being able to cut and paste the music and sort of arrange it. So it's really just kind of a shit show. But it's really great, man. You know, they drink a lot.
I think let's cut out this.
Who
music
are these
crap
friends
promo.
Of yours that you?
I just
that.
Have one, and he's on cocaine and has a very low voice.
I feel like I would have remembered that particular friend, but I like that. I like that very much. That was your triple banger lightning round. And you know what? This brings me straight triple into World War banger. U because where I was a concert.
Were you?
Yeah, I was at a concert. I went to Springsteen. And I'm a huge Springsteen fan. And you know I have a habit of sneaking into things. I think we're going to talk about that on a podcast in the future. Mm-hmm. But I like sneaking into things. But on this particular, I've snuck into hundreds of concerts, sporting events, you know, Super Bowls, things of this nature. It's my hobby.
I mean, it's amazing.
We're going to talk about it later sometime.
I went to read a book about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But I'm going, and I'm going to Springsteen, and I'm thinking in the car, I don't know. It's been a little while since I've had a good sneak in. I don't think I'll sneak into this. I brought $50. I'm going to get a scalper seat and just go. I'm going to the show alone, by the way, because I'd rather be at a concert alone. I don't know how you feel about that in general, because I behave like a little girl. And I don't need people to see it. It's embarrassing.
You do, right? You're always asking people, what's it going to be like when I have my period? You're wearing
stuff
a training
like that.
Bra.
Little girl. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Stockings. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. I think it's more fun.
Pony this Christmas.
I think that you can't cut loose when you have like a friend there seeing you scream like a little girl, you know? So I go alone, I show up, I get to the concert, I'm thinking, I don't know if I'll do a sneak in ever again. It's been so long. And then this guy says, it'll be $200 for a seat. He's a scalper. And he's like, yeah, you're not getting in for $50. Yeah, you're not getting in for $50. And my blood just starts to boil. He's like, you can't get a ticket for that. I'm like, I don't need a fucking ticket. I'll be inside that stadium in the next 20 minutes.
Which is the most weird threat you can ever make to a person, even a scalper.
Yeah, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't need a ticket to get in that fucking stadium. And I just stared him down, and then he's oh, okay. And then I snuck in.
Yeah, because he's never had an experience.
Never had an experience. And it was a good sneak in. It was right in front of the police. It was just unbelievable how... Really, we've talked about this, but too many people have jobs in our country.
But
it was just right in front of them. Like, what are you? You almost want to stop and go, what are you thinking? Really? Do you have a lot you're doing?
Well, how did you
standing
get in?
Right in front of you.
Where were the police?
Okay, they were standing next to this door, and it was open like a crack. And I walked over. Now, the cell phone right now, we've talked about this.
Yeah, the cell phone is essential for a sneak in.
You act like you're having a conversation. And I thought it was so blatant that maybe it just could work. And I was angry. I mean, this is right after I talked to the guy. So I just pried open the door and just nodded to them as I was talking on the phone. And I don't know where they thought I could have been going or who I was, but they just let it go. And then I walked down this stairway, and then there was security there too. And she saw me, and the key was I just sat down on the stairs and kept talking, thinking like, now... Because if I had, she sees me continue to walk, because now she's like, why would anyone just, he must have just passed me and I didn't notice, and now he's sitting down. And then I talked for a while, and then I just kind of smiled at her as I was walking past, and I was in. And the beauty of this sort of sneak in is I was able to sneak onto the floor, too.
Wow.
Because I didn't have seats, and so... That's what I love about sneak-ins. You always end up with the best place because you might as well go all the way.
Right. You have nothing to lose, so you might as well just...
So have you seen the Dancing in the Dark video, you know, where Courtney Cox goes on stage? Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. I didn't. But I wanted to.
But you know what I'll say is what's strange is that I think you say the cell phone is a very powerful tool for the sneak-in, but I think for you, your audacity is your greatest asset. Because you really will walk in. I think this is this concert, but you'll walk right up, right in front of police officers. If you see a door that's kind of cracked open, and you'll grab it while you're on the phone and kind of smile to them. Because no one would believe that a person would be so audacious unless they were supposed to be there.
The more outrageous it is, the more in your face it is, the easier it's going to be. Now, here's what I've been doing. For the last like 6 months, and we were just talking about this the other day. It's so much better than anyone I've ever had before in terms of movies. run past the ticket taker. Run as if you were going to the bathroom and running back into the movie theater. They will not stop you if you're running.
See, I like going to... I like
that's way past their pay grade. Yeah. In I like terms going of like, to, hey, wait! No. They don't want to make a big issue out of it.
Yeah, what are they going to... They're getting, you know...
It's a, you know what? It's a fast jog, really.
Yeah. It's not a run. You don't want to sprint in.
You don't want to sprint, but you don't want to act like you're tired. But you run. You just jog past them. It's really working. Now, I wanted to ask you about this concert thing. Are there other things that you would go to alone where it's
well,
cool?
I go to movies. I go to movies alone.
Movies are better alone often.
I mean, I like going with people, but one of my favorite things to do during the day is just go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have so
well,
many
I mean,
options,
with friends like great. That guy you go to the concert with, it makes
well,
sense.
Well, he
when you got
see,
that
he
guy
would
going,
be okay.
Oh, you should
go
see
to,
the movie.
You should
see the movie. It's you should talk on the movie.
You should go. That's a great impression.
Yeah,
you and also, I like that he says. I like that he says they talk on the movie.
They talk inside the movie.
They talk inside.
Now
the
I'm
movie.
Making him like he's got some kind of defect.
But I you would actually love going to a concert with him because
Have you seen him live? Have you seen him live? Because you will start acting like a little
there
girl. I mean, I'm in there. I'll be screaming like a little girl. And if you're going to come in there and make fun of me for that, well then don't come because that's how good they are live.
They're much better live.
I
do a triple banger lightning round.
I saw. I don't know if you guys like Green Day, but I saw Green Day on a reunion tour, and I actually turned into a little girl. I mean, I had nipples, no breasts, you know. I just had gotten a little bit of pubic hair. I had knees, you know. My mother wasn't letting me shave my legs, although all my friends were, so I was real pissed at her. I wouldn't let her into my room for about 2 weeks.
And this is why I have you as a guest. You hijack the show, but then it's worth it because you're so funny.
You know, there's no way to hijack a show from a man who is clearly driving it.
I know. I've got my hands firmly planted on the stick shift.
On the stick shift? You should put them on the steering wheel. You're going to crash.
You've got both your hands on the emergency brake. With you in the studio, I always have one hand on the stick shift, the other on the emergency brake, which is next to my foot. And yes, I'm pretty damn flexible.
I get that foot
just
up
picture
there.
That. Yeah. But what are the things you go to alone? I go to movies alone. Have no shame. I think people are too embarrassed to go to things alone. And I think it's ridiculous.
It's such a
go to movies
thing.
Alone.
Who cares?
Go to movies alone. Go to concerts alone so you don't have to deal with that concert guy. What else? How about restaurants? What do you think?
I like to go to restaurants alone. Yeah, a lot. And, you know, a lot of my writer friends will write in restaurants. I like to go to a bar alone and write a little bit. One of my favorite things to do alone is go to one of those adult bookstores into the arcade booths where they play pornography on all the different channels.
Yeah,
I like to do that alone.
Sometimes making love to yourself alone is you know.
That's usually better solo.
It's usually redundant. Yeah.
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 Masturbation, I mean, I do alone.
Yeah. Do you ever I mean, it's usually better alone. You know, that's but there's a lot of things that are better alone.
Do you shop alone? Do you go shopping alone?
I don't like shopping at all, so I try to have somebody else.
Yeah, but have you been to the Apple Store live? I mean, have you been like in the Apple Store, like not ordering online, but have you been in there live? Because it is crazy. I mean, there's guys with blue shirts all over the place. They've all got little earpieces in. There's a genius bar. And they're not exaggerating. I mean, those guys are geniuses. And it's a bar. They don't serve any alcohol or anything, but it looks like a bar.
How about tennis alone? Tennis alone isn't so good.
I think
that becomes sad. I think you don't need tennis alone. I think you like to have a partner.
Well, but a ball machine's a fun thing to hit around with, right?
Yeah, but you need someone to feed it, right? Or do they, you know?
How much longer until a ball machine becomes another robotic player? That's got to have eventually,
you
know, technology is going to get to the place where, you'd be able to play a robot.
Well, sort of like that tennis match, the Battle of the Sexes, sort of like that. Because back then, people perceived men as robots. And I think that guy really did a lot for, you know, the sexual revolution to just prove
quite
to
a bit
women.
Of acid in the 90s, didn't you? Which is weird because it's usually the 70s.
It was the guy, who was it? It was Billie Jean King. And this is a long time ago. I was in Bobby Riggs. Thank you, Matt. He knew it. Bobby Riggs. Billie Jean King. Battle of the Sexes. It was a tennis match, if you didn't hear about it. And it was just proving that men aren't just robots. They can lose to women. That was the whole point, right?
I mean, to me... To me, I feel
was
like...
Was I misunderstanding it?
No, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what they were proving.
I always thought... I feel that I'm... You know, sometimes I feel like I'm more robot than person as a man because I feel like so many of the decisions that I make are not up to me. You know,
Expound.
Well, there's really no explanation for it. I just don't know why it is. I think it's because I'm being programmed by aliens. But then again, I've been huffing paint all morning.
Which is always how you kind of get prepped for the show. And that's what I love about you.
I
call you, usually 10, 15 minutes before the show, and I go, dude, Desmond Tutu, you know, couldn't show up.
Yeah.
Can you come in? And you're usually like, well, I'm sniffing paint right now.
Yeah, I put a little bit of lead-based paint inside
sniffing
of
some paint right
a paper
now.
Bag.
And when I'm on my own, I talk with a different accent. But then I'm going to come in and be T.J. Miller. Is that what you want me to be? And I'm like, yeah, usually he's my best guest. And then you come in.
Yeah, I come right in.
It's tremendous. Where were you? We didn't talk about where were you. Where
you? I was recently walking on Hollywood Boulevard, and I saw a homeless man who was better dressed than I was.
Mm.
And I wonder, is it appropriate for me to ask him for money?
Hmm.
That's kind of a question I have.
That's an interesting
is
one.
It, if you walk by a homeless guy, he's kind of in nice slacks and a shirt. He had headphones. He was listening to headphones. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a CD player, but it seemed like he probably had an iPod.
He might have been listening to the extended EP.
The extended play EP.
Play EP?
Yeah, if he was listening to it, he would remember the title. Hit it.
He might have been listening to El Dubarge.
El Dubarge.
Or the Proclaimers.
Or the Proclaimabarges.
Proclaimabarge. The supergroup.
But I think it's not that, it, you know, he's got a sign that says anything helps. You know, I want to come up to him and be like, would it help if I asked you for money? And also, where'd you get that tie? It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. He was wearing, he was wearing a nice tie. It was it seemed like a maroon tie. I don't know if it was a crimson or what the exact color was, but you know, there were no splotches on it. And if that's the case, I think if you're homeless, you got to dirty yourself up a little bit if you're asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
You got
it.
I love walking Hollywood Boulevard, and I like walking it alone. It's one
you
of
know
my
what?
Favorite things.
You walk, know what, my friend?
In Denver,
I was in Manhattan Beach, and I saw a homeless person. And I've been there a bunch of times, living in that general area, jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the same homeless person. And my wife and I think that perhaps that homeless person is just a paid actor to give the place a little bit of street credibility.
I like that.
What do you think?
I mean, it would that be a good job?
Good gig, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, here's where I need you to go. Go to Manhattan Beach. Ask for some money. Just kind of roll around with your outfit, in quotations.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's going to give us a little bit of flavor.
Yeah. I mean, you do. Yeah.
Flavor.
And is it a dangerous looking fellow or is he?
It's not. He's tall. He seems pretty harmless. Kind of want to hug him.
Because there's a guy in Hollywood who has tattoos all over his face. And I saw him. I see him a lot. He's always shirtless and sweatpants. But he's really cut because I think he does push-ups all the time and stuff. And, he always looks dirty. He looks real crazy. And I saw him once. It's true. He was praying to an empty food container, like a box. Mm. Like somebody had gotten food to go in one of those, like, you know, it has the three different sections and they always just put it all. Somebody had eaten
that. Lunch.
Hot
lunch.
And left it on the ground and there was no food in it. And he was down in sort of almost a Muslim, Islamic position praying to this food. And I watched him for about 5-10 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
And he was sort of muttering under his breath and stuff. I just got to think, like, what? What is he praying to? Was he like, please, please, let there be food in this thing when I look back up from the concrete? I mean, it was really, really strange.
Yeah.
So I always worry about him. And he's one of those guys
you've seen
that
him
looks
before.
Like, oh, yeah, I see him all the time. And he looks like he would attack and kill you. You know, you don't want to. He's across the street.
Yeah. You don't want to have a Donnybrook with him.
No, certainly not.
So that's where were you? You were walking down on Hollywood Boulevard.
I was in
the Springsteen concert. Let's move it along now to one of my favorite topics, essential questions of human nature.
Oh, I love this section. Can I just say that? I know I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but I really love this section.
Yeah.
And can I just, before we continue on?
Yeah, keep going, buddy.
Sometimes when I'm walking down Hollywood Boulevard, I'll see one of those blank stars, you know? And I'll look at it and I'll kind of have a fantasy. I think about, like, what if, you know? What if I urinated all over this star? But I urinated my name on it. I've never done it. All right, sorry.
Yeah, a lot
let's
of
go
people
to the next
fantasize
section.
About having the star, you know, with their name on it, especially a celebrity like yourself. You just fantasize about urinating on the star.
Yeah, I mean,
which is a lot more doable. I think you need to set, you know,
realistic goals,
and then work your way up. First, I'm going to urinate on a star.
Then I'm going to take a permanent marker and write my name.
Write my name on a star. Then I had a tattoo of the star put on my left bicep.
I like that.
Quadricep.
Right. And then you're going to actually tattoo the star
and then have the
with
star.
A picture of your bicep.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Done that. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I interrupted questions. You. Yes.
Essential questions of human nature.
I love this one.
I'm starting to feel like wishing happy birthday, does it really mean anything anymore? Because the computer kind of reminds us whose birthday it is. I mean, does it matter? Is it lost its luster? Do we need to wish people happy birthday? It's almost it's a lose-lose now, isn't it? You wish someone a happy birthday, they know you were reminded by our computer devices, you know?
Yeah, I think it's...
And then if you forget, you're an asshole.
Right. It's less impressive. I think that people know that it's your birthday since Facebook.
Yeah.
And also, you know, in iCalendars, you can put your electronic calendars, you can put where people... So, yeah, I think it means a little bit less. I think it's better to come up to somebody a couple times a year and just be like, hey, man, I know that it's not your birthday today.
Mm, yeah.
But I still bought you this.
Yeah, the anti-birthday greeting.
And then you show them a picture of a Hollywood star that you've urinated their name on.
Framed.
Frame picture.
With bespectacled with jewels on the outside of the frame.
Bespectacled with jewels.
I don't know. I feel like it's gotten the technology reminds us of people's birthdays, and it just doesn't mean as much as it used to. And I think in the old days, you know, back when we were cavemen, you know, mm-hmm. back when Bobby, you know, Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King, back when they played tennis, probably back in the caveman days. People probably faked it and acted like they thought it was someone's birthday more often than not. You could fake your birthday a lot easier. You know, I would have been rolling that card all the time.
If someone said, yeah,
every
birthday?
Like 3 or 4 months when I met girls, at least, because they're not going to remember. What, are they going to write it on their cave somewhere?
Right, exactly. I will
you
say
you could have two or three birthdays a year back in the day.
You know, I don't want to be a downer, but I think during caveman times, there wasn't a Gregorian calendar or any type of calendar either, so.
What do you mean?
I don't know that they were celebrating birthdays.
You don't think so?
I don't think so because, you know, up until recently, when you were born, it was just a day, or it was just a time when the sun was up that particular moment. There just wasn't a concept of a calendar, and that's the problem is watches and computers and reminders and day planners and iCalendars and all this stuff has sort of made it impossible for us not to feel like we're wasting time. Mm-hmm. We're always thinking about how are we using our time. And so, you know, that's, you know, what do they call it? Island time when you sort of don't have a watch.
What percentage of the people even know the date? Because we don't write checks anymore. Do you have it memorized? Do you know the date?
To the date today?
Yeah.
Without looking at my watch?
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't know the date today. Do you?
I think it's... I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know the date?
I think I do.
I mean, that's
But
the
it's
thing.
Your birthday.
But that it is your birthday. Or at least that's what you've been telling us since we got in here, treating us like a couple of ladies that are going to forget. I think people don't, you know, they don't know the date because they don't need to.
That's why if you're going to have a holiday, I think it was very smart to have the 4th of July. That was good marketing, you know? You know, George Washington was an idiot because they were just going to go with his date. That was going to be called.
Which was what?
Exactly. Nobody knows. And he's like, no, people remember my birthday. He was cocky. George Washington got cocky. He got cocky. Okay? And, you know, they were going to call George Washington's birthday, whatever his day is, on October 23rd or whatever.
January?
See, I don't even know what month it is.
No one has lost more credibility in a smaller amount of time than you did as the host of the show just now.
We're going to edit this part out.
It's President's Day.
President's Day?
It's right, but here's the thing. Nobody is partying on President's Day, whereas the birth of our nation, July 4th, you got to incorporate something for New Year's. It's, you know, drinking. For Halloween, it's wearing a costume and drinking.
Right, I'm going to name three holidays. Okay, tell me what day they are. Okay,
July 4th.
Halloween,
October 31st.
See, you knew that. That's because Satan got his foot in the door. He's got his foot in the door, right? Because let me ask you this: Easter.
That is April 6th or 9th, right? April 9th?
It's not the same day every year.
Not the same day? See, trick question.
I think I won that one.
Trick question.
I think it was really easy for you to go, say trick question. I clearly did not know this information earlier, but now it's become a trick question.
It's the, like the third Sunday of every April.
Yeah. Now, all I'm saying is you didn't, you know, you don't know all the names. You don't know all
Also,
days.
Easter's not that fun of a, I mean, hunting for eggs in someone's backyard that you don't know. You end up finding panties, old panties in the backyard.
What?
Gross.
Wait, tell me about your Easter experience.
Well, I like to go egg hunting alone. So I go in my own backyard in the back, and I found an old pair of panties. Just old raggedy panties. Well, who wants to keep searching for eggs when you find old panties?
We're talking about technology here, and you know, here's the other thing that's going on with technology. My cell phone, you know, we've got cell phones that do everything now. You got a GPS device on there. You got the, you know, you can take pictures of it.
You got stock market,
everything you need, right?
The weather,
everything in the world has gotten
You got a recording device.
You can actually talk to people that live in other places on your cell phone. Okay, TJ?
Yeah, now, there's a whole bunch of other things you can do with
You've had a lot of technological advances.
I mean, Shazam stuff.
Meanwhile,
they have
reminders. Hey, buddy. Meanwhile, the car.
Spotify. You know, did I say weather? Words with friends? You can do banking on them.
You can do a lot on your
phone. You can Google
stuff.
Okay,
I think we've made the point.
Taxi magic.
Meanwhile, buddy, he's looking through every thing on his phone. Meanwhile,
tomb
let me
runner.
Make my point.
You can run away from a tomb if you need to.
Meanwhile, the car.
Matt's just crying.
The car. No advancements, barely. Nothing's happened in the last 100 years. Like, oh, we got a rear view mirror. We got a backup
camera.
Oh, yeah, great. Like, I have a backup camera. It's called my neck. It swivels. Like, I don't need that. Like, they have
That's
nothing.
Something I've always respected about you. You have a swiveling head.
I have a swiveling
head.
Neck. I have a big
have stationary
giant
heads.
On top, like, on my head sits on top of something called a neck. It swivels. I don't need the backup camera.
The neck is the swiveling device of the body.
How come our cars can't fly? Our cars should be flying. We should have flying cars. And why can't I comfortably pee myself in the comfort and privacy of my own vehicle? There's something I'd like to do alone. Why do I have to get out of my car, go into a rest area and pee and come back? Why can't I pee and shit? Why can't I soil myself in my car? Answer me that.
I mean,
I don't know a lot about when Easter is. I don't know a lot about Billie Jean King and when she fought Joe Riggs in the ring. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't know about, okay? You've been mocking me this whole show. But damn it, TJ Miller, tell me this. Why can't I soil myself in my car?
Well, I think because most adults don't need to. So that's a big part of why they haven't spent a lot of time, research, development, or money on that fact. Here's the other thing. Everybody, in the last 100 years, not much has happened with cars. Let's look at the Model T Ford, and let's look at my car, the Nissan Juke, which I've many times had to clarify is not a racial slur.
Stop bragging.
Here's
Jesus,
the thing. Well,
Nissan Juke.
Sorry.
Oh, I drive a Juke. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. When you own, I like live music.
When you own a Juke, you'll brag about it, too.
The Juke drives better when it's live.
It does drive better when it's live. The Model T Ford, first of all, you used to have to crank the car. We don't have to do that anymore. We went to a key, and now it's push start, which is really annoying. We have headlights on. That didn't used to be a thing. There didn't used to be windshields on cars.
Okay, so they've
used
added,
to used to have
so
to wear
a few things.
Goggles. Imagine if every time
you
got
goggles?
In your car, you wear goggles.
You don't wear
car?
Goggles? Of course, I wear goggles.
You do wear them.
Of course.
What's that for? Just in case the windows are open and something flies in?
Just to freak people out. Come on, buddy.
No, there's
Feel
been a lot
the program.
Of, you know, my seats heat up, and that's true. And I never want them to.
Yes.
Whenever they do, I've accidentally hit the button with my elbow. Because why would you ever, who is driving with the windows open in the winter saying, you know what, I don't give a
no,
good
you
god
of all people-
hooch about my upper body, but I better keep them thighs and buttock warm.
You of all people don't need all these advancements.
Well, sure,
technology
I got a dick like because- a trash can. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with it. You're always bringing it back to your trash can like dick. Like we could be on any topic, like it's because I got a dick like a trash can.
I think. Look,
I'm trying to get all the horses into the canopy.
Well, that's where it. I was, where I come from, where I was born, that ends any argument. So sorry, I'm from Colorado.
No, but when you drive with TJ, and a lot of you don't know this, but we are going to have a cashing in party in TJ's Nissan Juke.
Mm-hmm. We have room for two more people.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to sit on each other. We're going to set a record, you know, for the after party. But when you drive with TJ, you immediately open all the windows.
I do. I like the windows.
It doesn't matter if it's raining, 12 degrees outside. You open the sunroof. Mm-hmm. The moonroof, even if it's raining, you'd be very cold in your vehicle.
It's a sunroof during the day.
So you, of all people, don't need all these advancements.
Amenities, right. Yeah, I sort of long for the days.
So you should have a car. You should have a Model T.
I should have a car where I need goggles, I guess is what you're saying, and I agree with that.
How far back can you go with your car where it gets a little ridiculous? It's like he's driving a Model T, like this is on the freeway. Like what's the cutoff?
I mean, you could drive as old. I think some cars aren't freeway safe, but as long as your car is up to date, you can drive as old of a car as you'd like. But I don't think a Model T Ford goes more than 40 miles an hour.
Sometimes we go far back. You know, sometimes it's like this is getting ridiculous. You're sitting on top of a wheel.
Yeah, that's
you only
true.
Have one wheel.
It's true.
You're sitting on a unicycle.
I long for those days. I just want to keep saying that over and over again.
That was the essential questions of human nature. TJ Miller, this is something I've been curious about all day. What hurts?
I feel like I've been having some chest pains. And part of that is I've been asking my girlfriend to stand on my chest for an hour at a time. I don't know. I thought it would be sexually engaging, and it isn't.
Moving along to tiny, teeny opinions.
Teeny tinies.
Teeny tinies. Let's do a teeny tiny opinion.
Yes.
People are judging each other on their email accounts.
Hmm. Hey, you mean they'll say, you're still using Yahoo?
Yeah, still using Yahoo. I have an AOL account.
I do want to break in, though. My friend Nick Kroll did a joke last night where he said, the show is brought to you by AOL.com. Are you in your 50s and want to pay $12 a month for an email address? I think AOL is all done.
Wait a second. Why? What difference does it make?
Because it's the same as you're driving a Model T.
Why? What does yours do that mine doesn't?
Well, Yahoo's just a better mail client. I think you're right.
But don't you think it's a pain to switch over?
It really isn't that big of a pain anymore because you can transfer all your contracts.
But don't you think that if you are judging people by their email account, that says more about you than them? Can't we judge people the old-fashioned way by what,
by their appearance,
by what race they are?
Race and ethnicity.
Can't we do it like that? Remember, weren't those gentler times?
I mean, it was gentler times when you'd look at a man and you'd go, look, his hair is past his ears. He's a goddamn hippie and he'll stay out of my diner, you old dirt rat.
I mean, are we really going to fight wars over email accounts? Is that what things are getting to?
I don't know if you have, if you're open to your own prejudices, but I do have a prejudice against people with Gmail accounts. Matt, do you have a Gmail account? I think, look at him. I have a bunch of different emails. You should see a live. You should see me emailing live.
It's different live.
When Matt emails live, it's a lot of fun.
He's totally drunk.
He's sitting from several different clients. Here's the thing. I think if you have a Gmail account, I think you're ugly. Oh, look, he just showed us his phone with a middle finger in front of it.
That was an old-fashioned thing.
What's weird is he didn't even
open up. We always go back to the basics.
He didn't even open up his mail client.
You go back to the garbage cock.
It's trash can.
Trash can penis.
Oh, God, what am I, from fucking Pueblo?
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm from Denver.
I'm sorry to hurt you
but,
like that.
You know, you didn't even open up your email account, and then to give us the middle finger, you just showed us your home screen. Here's my email.
And he flipped us off on my show.
I have a prejudice where anyone who uses a Gmail account, I think if no one's watching, they'll rub themselves all over wherever they are. And I just believe that to be true. I know it's true in my heart. Jesus Christ told me in a vision that I had after sniffing lead-based paint for over 2.5 hours. And that's just how I feel. If you're using Gmail, you're rubbing yourself all over. And I'm not talking about your private parts either.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we should be judging people on that kind of stuff.
I think people who have Hotmail accounts can fly.
Let's move it along to practical living.
And if you got a Lycos account, well, then what the hell is that?
Hey, one other thing, buddy. Yeah. You know what? I'm not gonna go on to practical living in a modern age because I got one other thing to get off my chest that I'm getting a little upset about.
Of course.
I'm getting upset at people. What do you think? People are going crazy about sunsets too much. Hey, the sunset is bullshit. The sunset, I'm so bummed. You know, like, we get the sunset. You should see it live. People get really excited about the sunset. You know what the sunset is? The sunset is a way for dumb people to think they can appreciate beauty for 2 minutes a day and put it on a schedule.
And you
were talking about calendars earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, what time's the sunset? That's the most beautiful time of the day. No, there's hundreds of other beautiful times you're not noticing. You're not fucking noticing because you're just waiting until that 1 2-minute period where you're going to feel profound every day because you're seeing the sunset.
And I don't see sunsets. A live sunset, I don't think, is as good as one that's been recorded.
Taped away.
I like
sunset.
To sit at home and listen or watch my sunsets in the
like
comfort of my own home.
Yeah, I like to watch my sunsets.
No, it is weird. Here's the worst. Have you ever had someone send you a picture of the sunset? It's usually a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Wish you were here. They just sent me that. Oh, cool. That's what it looks like there. Guess what? The sun's also setting here, you crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're all live on Earth, okay? The sun sets at the same time. It's all beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't send me your pictures of a sunset.
Do you really think we can determine what the most beautiful part of every day is? Don't you think people just sit there and they look at the horizon? You see people stop and, oh, it's the sunset. This is the time when we're allowed to appreciate it.
You know what I do when somebody says that to me?
It's ludicrous.
I wait till the next time we're together during the day and I go, look at the sun. Just look directly into the sun. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Do it as long as you can.
I'll send you a picture of it later. Just look directly into the sun.
Sunrise. I mean, do you think the sunrise is getting a little
insecure? How about the moon
setting? Well, you know what the moon does sometimes?
But why is no one ever watching the moon setting?
The moon gets so unappreciated. Like the other day, there was an eclipse. And I think the moon, it was the moon's way of saying, fuck you. The moon went between the earth and the sun. Once in a while, I think the moon is like, I need to get a little love here.
Yeah,
I mean, this sunset watching is bullshit.
It is weird to me. It's like there is no moon set.
No,
you know, or why aren't people watching the moon rise?
It's a gimmick. The sunset is so hacky. It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick that the sun does.
You hear that, God?
Try to get
sunsets
hacky.
Are hacky.
Totally hacky. It's totally hacky. The sunset couldn't like perform at some of these hip places.
These alternative
that you
rooms.
Go. These alternative rooms.
Sure,
the sunset couldn't get in there at all. People are like no.
They'd be like, we've seen
it's
it.
It's old school.
Yeah, do your act.
Yeah, just do your show.
I would agree. I think they're a little
so you agree
overrated.
With me? I thought you were going to disagree. I thought there was going to be a 10-minute argument.
No,
12
minutes.
I had that penciled in. 12 minutes.
Yeah, 12 minutes penciled in.
I had 12 minutes
penciled
in. You should
get a pen.
I had 12 minutes penciled in for the section where we were going to argue about the sunset. I thought you were going to go, it's beautiful. Like, I'm from Denver. Yeah.
Here's what all...
It's like, we do it live there. We don't send it to people.
Usually I would be offended. Cash, but I think that was a spot on impression of me. And so rather than being offended, I'm flattered and thank you for your homage.
Let's move on to practical living in a modern age, okay?
Okay.
Real quick, we're going to do this. We're talking about technology and people can prove now, what you do for a living, that kind of thing. So I think the key when people ask you on an airplane what you do and you don't want to talk about it, you never want to say you're a comedian, do you? If people ask you.
I'm okay to say it. I like to say I'm a comedian. I just, it gets uncomfortable if you're with someone who's strange and then they start saying, well, you ever been in any movies or anything? And then I got to kind of explain that because they're already
That's what the video's for. You usually break out the video, don't you?
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be cheesy, wouldn't you?
I think you know that I carry a copy of Yogi Bear 3D
times. It'd be funnier if it was your reel, You have it on your phone all the minute they ask, well, here's my reel. What do you think I do?
I love that. I would like to have a reel of something else, like being a fisherman. Like, here's my fisherman's reel.
Yeah, how come fisherman
it just shows different
reel?
Shots of
here's
you pulling out shrimp
pounder.
And carp.
Here's me getting a 12-pounder.
A 12-pound fish.
Here's me putting a 12-pound fish into the boat and clubbing it to death.
That's your version of doing a 3-episode arc on Big Bang Theory? It's just a 12-pound carp.
Here's my carp footage. Now, that's true. How come we're the only ones with footage, A lot of jobs, you don't have the reel.
It's like I'm an accountant. I want to show you a couple of videos of me doing people's taxes. I think you're going to like it. The last one I did in New York, it was for the show Law & Order. I did their
very
payroll.
Very much so. Very much so.
I got real good news.
Yeah? What's that?
Well,
are you on your cell phone right now?
No.
Show?
No.
What are you doing, buddy?
Nothing. I'm just
texting
preparing.
Somebody?
No.
Just a lack of focus?
I'm downloading something.
Okay, you're going to download something?
Why don't you move on to a section that makes sense?
Like practical living in a modern age.
Yeah, that'd be good.
When people ask me on the airplane what I do, and this is a good thing you can do, let's all start doing this. I just say I'm in the Blue Man Group. There's really no way to prove that I'm not.
That is so funny. That's true. And, there is no way, and you're bald.
And I'm bald.
So it's perfect.
And, you know, even if they were to say, well, let's go to the show. Well, I just go sit down with them and then say, I got to go now. And you just get up and leave.
I was going to
come back.
I was going to.
A little while later after the show. How'd you like it? I mean, they don't know. Great way to do it. Now, I started this a long time ago. I did, used to do Big Bird. That's when
you
I had a size
big
problem.
Bird?
I said I was Big Bird. I used to tell people right out of college I was Big Bird. And what do? Big Bird. You seen him? Yeah, check it out. Big Bird and San Diego Chicken. San Diego Chicken. That was a good one,
too.
Oh,
you said you were the mascot.
And nobody knows who's the mascot. You just have
what
to choose jobs.
That
was the San Diego Padres back in the day. Yeah.
The old chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I think
that.
You should be Bobby Riggs. Huh?
No,
Bobby Riggs.
I've had people say, what do you do for a living? And before I answer, go, are you Big Bird? I was actually on my phone trying to download Yogi Bear 3D to play a clip of it at the end of the show, but it's not available on iTunes. So that's too bad.
All right. That was Practical Living in a Modern Age. And we're going to finish up with maskers today.
We're doing it. What about Tickling the Oracle? You don't
do that,
on the
as
show
much
anymore
because we don't have as much time. And I feel like the maskers, to be honest, TJ, and I'm not just trying to kiss up to our great listeners, but they send so many good questions. Their questions are profound enough.
Let's do it.
Where I feel like they are tickling us. Let's do it. They're tickling our bodies.
Maskers. Now, again, this is Ask the Masters, and it just, I can't emphasize this enough. It doesn't have one goddamn thing to do with masks or, you know, and don't say, well, wouldn't it be just, you know, mask asker? No, it's called Maskers.
Thanks That's for clarifying it. That. And I feel like you, when you're on the show, you never mentioned that. You never let people know that.
Well,
thank
because
you for
people keep
the.
You know, this guy sent me an email the other day. It said, well, I don't understand why it's called Maskers. I wish you would explain it on the podcast sometime. And then attached was a picture of a sunset. I just about shit the computer.
Anybody ever told you your penis is like a garbage can cover?
Nope, because. That's not at all what I've ever said or what anybody else would say.
I was trying to recollect what it was.
I know. Well, your mind is ravaged from drugs from the 90s.
I was watching too much El Dubarge. This is from at Dr. David Clements.
Ooh, Dr. David Clements. Thank you for joining us, doctor.
Yeah. At Dr. David Clements.
Dr. Clements, we're paging you to the Maskers operation
right.
room.
And time to kickstart it by asking the question, how long after breakup can you go back to doing it with your ex?
I mean, if you're Cash Levy, you can just sort of veto a breakup and then get right
just
to the hit.
Veto
yeah.
and go straight to the breakup sex because we never broke up.
I think
the veto sex.
If you're just Dr. Clemens, and I assume you are, if you're asking this question, you are a pediatrician. But Dr. Clemens, I think if you're going to be having intercourse with an ex-girlfriend, I assume he's saying, how long until you guys can start sleeping together and not get back into the relationship? And I think that's got to be honestly, if you care about the other person, it's got to be at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait six months or 8 months, and the person, you know, but I think you want to give it more time because if you jump back into it within a couple months, you're just going to get back into the pattern of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Which there was something wrong with that because you guys broke up.
Yeah, I mean, I used to think that you couldn't get back together with someone ever. You know, they say that getting back with an ex is like putting milk in the fridge and you pull it back out and expect it to be better, like sour milk.
Yeah.
You pull it back out a month later and it's going to be no better than it was. But I've started to rethink that because I do think people change.
I just did a talk radio show where the host got a divorce
right, now you're
from
making
her husband.
Me jealous, okay, TJ?
Well, it was for stand-up, Cash. Okay, it wasn't. Okay, it certainly wasn't a podcast.
Okay,
it was just terrestrial radio.
Thanks, buddy.
So
we cleared that up.
But she said that she had been divorced from her husband for 11 years, mm-hmm. and they had recently gotten remarried. And I said, "How long have you guys been together?" She goes, "Now we've been together for about 6 years." So they're going to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah, it can work. You can make it work. I know that Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King, they were able to make it work after that match. They kind of sorted out their differences, and that's what that tennis match was all about. Just kind of ironing out their difficulties on the court. They didn't argue off the court anymore. And then afterwards, they had a loving marriage.
I think that they, it was good for them to see a tennis coach, a tennis therapist.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
Yeah, and I also just, one more thing before we move on to the next masker. Dr. Clemens, if you're not going by Dr. Clementine with your lady patients, then I don't know what you're doing.
That's a practical living in the modern age
yeah,
for
that's
Dr.
Right.
And,
or maybe it's just a tiny opinion I have.
Dr. David Clemens. A lot of people don't realize before he was a doctor, he was the Philly fanatic.
Was he? That's
yeah,
true. I heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what he used
he
to claim.
He was either that or he was Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, he was Snuffleupagus.
Depending on which plane you were on with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that about him. Thanks, thanks, David. We got another one here. This one's interesting. This is by a fellow named at Righteous 505. At
Righteous 505.
If Hajj, H-O-J, were a word, what would it mean? Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious. Don't you think?
Yeah.
A Hajj, that's a gang of 12 men. A Hajj.
H-O-J?
That'll kick the shit out of you if you get out of hand at a concert.
A Hajj?
Yeah, a Hajj.
There's a, I was attacked by a Hajj of men.
Crazy Hajj.
Yeah. I think if it, Hajj, I think it would mean, it's like a hug that is so soft that it doesn't feel like they're really gripping you at all. You ever have someone hug you?
Yeah.
It's not quite a hug, but it's, they put their arms around you, but they don't press against your body at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
That's a Hajj.
Yeah.
He just
the
gave
air
me,
hug?
He gave me the weirdest Hajj I've
yeah.
ever had.
The air hug? Yeah, guys, just commit to the hug if you're going to do
put
it.
Put your
it's,
hands
it's really...
on my shoulder blades and bring me into your chest.
I hate it when I get a hug, too, where it feels like I've just raped someone. You know, where someone
where
like
you
pulls
have?
Away. Yeah, where the other person's so uncomfortable with a hug. Don't lean in for the hug if you can't pull it off. Just go yeah. all the way with it. Commit to the hug.
I like to hug a woman above 6'5". Preferably heavy set.
Yeah? Yeah. Why is that?
Just a tiny opinion I have.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there was a place for that. Damn it.
Sorry.
Tiny opinions.
Sorry.
Or that could have been a practical living in the modern age.
And I would walk 500 miles just to see the group do Marge or whatever it was called. Aldebarge, I just remembered.
So that's the Hajj. Let's do one other question before yeah. we go. We got to get out of here really quick. But
wrapping up the
this
match.
This actually now. Was somebody on Facebook, and she just gave her name. Should I say her name? Let's say. No,
I think you know, just the somebody. First letter, the last name.
Okay, this is L. Williams.
I think you did it the wrong way.
Did it the wrong way.
This is L. Williams.
But I love this one, and she seems really nice. She's on Twitter, too. She seems like a great person, L. Williams. She writes, I was asked to settle this debate by strangers at a bar. Better to be with a woman who was missing a leg, or part of a leg, or a woman who never shaved any of her body hair. I was conflicted, thought I should ask a masker. And I think, Lisa, L, you came to the right place.
Jesus Christ.
Miss Williams, you came to the right place.
Miss
so you ask
Lisa
a masker.
Williams. Yeah, I like that you say ask a masker, unless you're trying to ask someone who has a mask on. In
yeah.
that case, I don't know what the yeah. fuck you're doing. Just listen to the podcast.
I don't even know. I'm in the Blue Man Group. I don't even know how to answer these questions.
What would you say? I think let it be hairy. But you know what? I don't care either way. If the girl's attractive and you get along real well, I don't think an amputee
yeah.
is not such a
I'm
big
an
deal.
Eye person, actually. I love a person's the beauty of a person's eyes. And I would – yeah, don't look at me that way.
I just looked into
yeah,
his
made
eyes.
Me really,
deeply
yeah,
into
I was
his
crying
eyes.
Inside when that happened. But silent tears.
Silent tears.
But I'm an eye – so I think I could make love to a one-legged woman who had a lot of hair on her. Both.
Really?
Both
you could do both?
Yeah.
If she had the right eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? I would rather have a hairy woman with both legs and no eyes at all, just empty sockets I could put my tongue into.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You know, pay a little more attention to the left socket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no. And this is weird, TJ.
I hope you do.
Because
I don't.
Somebody else wrote another question that was very similar.
And what was their first name and then the first letter in their surname?
I'm not going to give you their name because I think I should protect their identity, but their name was George Stephanopoulos. And they asked, who would win in a backyard alley brawl, a one-legged man or a one-armed man? And I'm just going to ask, where is this bar?
Where is this bar?
Where is this? Where is there, there's a lot of one-legged, one-armed
questions. Yeah, I was
going
to say, but also, where?
Have we done something to deserve this? Are we... Why are we getting these questions?
I just wonder, where is this guy's head that he's wondering if having a leg or an arm is more important? Have you ever tried to fist fight someone just hopping on one leg? I think it's a lot better than, because what is he saying? What's the one arm guy not going to be able to punch you with his other arm? Well, all he's using is the other arm.
Yeah, well, here's my thing, TJ.
Prosthetic leg?
Yeah.
Oh, you're factoring that in?
You can't go through life. Like, if you have one leg.
I wasn't picturing it that way.
Yeah, I thought
TJ didn't even factor that in, because this is the we've talked a little bit about technology today. They have this new thing. It's called prosthetics, where you can actually add that. You know, did you consider that?
I didn't.
You see why I have to have one hand on the emergency brake, one hand on the stick shift.
One hand on the other thing.
It's not easy to direct this traveling train of comedy. I'll tell you that right now.
Maybe he has a peg leg. Even with a peg leg, you kick that leg out.
Yeah, the peg leg can be very lethal.
You kick that leg out, you're going to fall over. You can't.
You could kill someone with a peg leg, or, as you mentioned before, a popsicle stick. Either way.
If you get him on the ground, you can put
all I'm saying is, should these people at this point really be fighting? I mean, once you've lost a limb, I don't know how it happened.
Also, they're both amputees, right?
Yeah, there's been enough fighting, hasn't there? I mean, you probably lost one fight as it went along anyway. Maybe it's time to just...
You lost your arm being so embarrassed, being mocked, that it set on fire spontaneously. And it burned off.
Those were our maskers. And
I think, you know, we've had some disagreements throughout this entire program. And I just want to say, just because I disagree with you doesn't mean I don't enjoy being a guest on your program, on your podcast.
I appreciate you saying that. I felt like we had a falling out, and I was like, is TJ ever going to come back?
Or, but I think I'll prove a couple of the different points that you tried to counterpoint by saying I got a dick like a trash can. See y'all in Denver. Stay dove.
And that was Cashing In with TJ Miller. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. You can follow us on @NotTJMiller and
at Cash Levy.
And please like our Facebook page. Well, it's Cash's, but I'm running it right now. It's Cashing In with TJ Miller on Facebook. Like it. Post your maskers questions there, or post them on Twitter, tagging a mention with Cash and I, and then hashtag maskers.
Right. I would walk 500 miles.
Proclaim a barge.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.